Welcome back to the Press Box. Another wonderful Saturday, our first Saturday in August. If you can believe that, the year's flying. Welcome back to the Press Box, our Saturday preview show, and always my great host, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker, Buzzman. We're back at it.
Yes, we are. Great talking to you, Gene. And before we go any further, let's let everybody know that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Once again, you talk about August, no surprise that we turn our attention to the north and to east, and a small but strong field for the 2021 edition of the Grade II Jim Dandy Stakes.
Jim Dandy Stakes, a great race in its own right, but always a stepping stone, Buzzy, to the Grade I Travelers, which is kind of the linchpin of the annual Saratoga meet. And this year's no exception. You mentioned a small but exceptional field with essential qualities inside of this field as well. And we're going to see the return of the Belmont winner, essential quality. He ran fourth in the Kentucky Derby. We all know the story behind that. He just got a horrible trip in the Derby. His only loss on his ledger today. Came back into Belmont Stakes and ran a tremendous race to beat Hot Rod Charlie in that one. And I think reestablish himself or eliminate any questions that may be out there right now as the best three-year-old colt in the country. And I think he'll make another stepping stone towards the Travelers and validating his record today.
You know, Gene, he drew off down the stretch there in the Belmont. He's nearly perfect, and it just seems like he's gotten better and better every time out.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something you would expect, of colts that go through the Triple Crown, seasoning and preparing and getting there. And you know, he had such a wide trip in the Derby. He went further than anyone. And then he came, got that break in the Preakness, didn't run, and they came back and won the Belmont, Buzzy. And I think, you know, he was a fresh horse, and he kind of validated what we all knew from his two-year-old season. He won, was undefeated going into the Derby. He's undefeated coming out of the Derby. And, you know, this is a horse that just seems to be getting better and better with every start. Brad Cox is the trainer. And if you listen, and we've had Brad on this show many, many times, if you listen to Brad's comments, he just knows and has trained this horse like he was going to be a great one from the get-go. And I think he's kind of stamping his mark every time he goes out there on the racetrack.
So, Gene, as we mentioned, only a field of six for this event. What happens at Saratoga is it is typically the place where upsets happen. And in this six-horse field, would Weyburn be one of those horses that is capable of pulling an upset?
Well, you know, Buzzy, it's they call it the graveyard of champs or the king of upsets. You know, Secretariat lost there. Man of War lost there. You know, American Pharoah lost there.
Right.
You know, it's something that's kind of gone on through history, and you wonder why is that, and, you know, what has caused, or has it just been, you know, Alan Jerkins used to be the guy that would always kind of bring that upset up there. And,
right.
You know, and I think you look at history and look at some of these horses that have lost at Saratoga. A lot of them had done so much going up before they went there. They had accomplished so much. And then maybe they got a little bit of a breather, and they were coming in off the layoffs, and maybe they weren't completely and totally back on their A game, so to speak. You know, you hate to look and make excuses. I mean, these horses lost at Saratoga, so you got to say there's something in the water up there. But, you know, I think there's, you know, you gotta look at it and say every horse in here's got a shot. Now, how good a shot? And
right.
I think the thing is, Buzzy, if you look at Hot Rod Charlie, who essential quality beat in the Belmont, he came back and just ran a tremendous race in the Haskell Invitational, and you know, he actually got the win in that race. He was disqualified, and Vandaloon was moved up, much like Vandaloon is likely going to be moved up in the Kentucky Derby. He's kind of the move-up horse, another horse in the Cox barn. But I think the Hot Rod Charlie return is a key indicator that Essential Quality ran a huge race. Now, you know, who can give him a race at Saratoga? I think you mentioned Wavering. You kind of look and say, who can get the distance? One, who's fresh enough and has a race under their belt coming in? And, you know, the horse that I think maybe is Keep Me in Mind a little bit, Buzzy.
Okay. So in terms of Keep Me in Mind, we were talking about Wavering earlier. That is a Jimmy Jerkins colt. But Keep Me in Mind, a winner of about $500,000. His sire, Laban, I believe it is, won the Jim Dandy in 2016.
Right.
And so he is listed as about the fourth betting choice. Obviously, Essential Quality, at least in the morning line, at 3-5. Wavering at 5-1, Masca Parade at 4-1, and then Keep Me in Mind at 6-1.
Yeah, you know, Masca Parade, I think it's a hot horse that people are going to jump on a little bit. I think, you know, anytime you see the Jerkins name and you start thinking about upsets at Saratoga, you kind of gravitate towards their horses. They, you know, like his father, they don't run a lot, but when they run, they are usually ready and fire a good bullet at the contenders. I just think Keep Me in Mind is a horse that has you know, been there and has done that sort of. And, you know, I'm not saying he can beat him or is going to beat him, but he's a horse that's got enough credentials, and I think the odds are going to be enough that I look in this direction. Masca Parade, I think, just comes in and I think that's where the betting public may go, trying to look
sure.
for value. But I, you know, this horse, Keep Me in Mind, you know, he ran a huge race as a 2-year-old at Churchill Downs. And then, you know, he kind of got onto a slow start as a 3-year-old. They had some weather issues at Oakland Park, Buzzy. They had some cold weather. They had some snow. The racetrack was sloppy.
Right.
And I think he didn't get his A game put together until after the, you know, or midway through the Triple Crown. And so, you know, like I said, I'm not saying he can beat Essential Quality, but of the group, I think that he's probably the one that I may use a little bit with Essential Quality. Like I said last week, I know Malathot got beat on the wire. Maybe she was a little short coming off her layoff from the Kentucky Oaks. She still ran a big, big, big race, and I think she's the best 3-year-old filly in the world. I think she'll show that in her next race as well. But I think, you know, this is one of those races we talked last week, Buzzy. You just kind of enjoy it. You look and see, and you watch a champion. And then if I'm really going to bet the race, I might use Keep Me in Mind and Essential Quality together.
Okay, so risk taking the sixth and final starter in the race, 15-1. Been taking time off since running eighth in the Preakness, seventh in the Wood. So that field of six, Mr. McLean, we've talked a lot about Essential Quality. How do you play it?
I think here's the way I play it. I'm going to play a strong one-way exacta. I'm going to play Essential Quality over Keep Me in Mind. And then I'm going to take a small exacta all over. Just hit the all button in case there's an upset, in case Saratoga's jinx works one more time, and just take
sure.
the all button over top Essential Quality. I don't see any way the horse doesn't run first or second, but I really think it's going to be a stamp of approval. And, you know, it's one of those races where you don't look to try to make a lot of money, but you use it. You know, you might single him in the horizontal plays and look to maybe score an exacta. A long shot in one of the
right.
previous races, like the pick four or the pick five.
Okay, so for all of Gene's picks, you can get them at thepressboxlts.com. You can also get all the information you need about everything that's going on, and it is an exciting time at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by twinspires.com, by bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here is hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. You know, this August is going to be a great one at Saratoga, a great one at Delmont, but don't forget the old pea patch.
That's right.
Ellis Farm in Henderson, a big weekend coming up next weekend. We're going to be on location.
Come on.
The old Dade Park, Ellis Park now, old Dade Park, the old pea patch. We're going to be on location next week. You know, Buzzy, we're going to light it up down at Ellis Park, I think, next weekend. In fact, I want you to go with me if there's any way you can pull it on your schedule.
Let's go.
And let's sign some autographs. Let's drink some
sign food. Some autographs. Let's sign some tickets. Have a great weekend, my friend.
I'll see you soon, Buzz Man.
Love you, pal. Take care. See you. Bye.
Bye.